ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a topic which has been discussed in various disciplines, for example, fiqh, jurisprudence, and also ethics, akhlaq, even irfan, and these kind of subjects. The topic is about backbiting. Now, backbiting is one of the topics that has been alluded to in many places in the Hadith and, of course, in the Holy Quran. For example, in one verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following, "And do not backbite about one another. Will any of you love to eat the flesh of his dead brother? You would hate it, and be wary of Allah. Indeed, Allah is all clement, all merciful." Right, very clearly prohibits backbiting. In fact, backbiting is considered one of the major sins, one of the kaba'ir, which are sins which cannot be forgiven unless one repents for them. And, you know, of course, many hadiths, we have many hadiths which have been narrated regarding backbiting. For example, the Prophet ﷺ said, "On the night that I was taken on my night journey to the heavens, the Mi'raj, I passed by a group of people scratching their own faces with their nails. So I asked, 'O Gabriel, who are these people?' So he replied, 'These are people who backbite about other people and disparaged their reputations.'" Now, today on The Key, we're going to be looking at the meaning of backbiting and what it is, because there seems to be a lot of confusion about what backbiting is. And the problem and the reason why this confusion has arisen is because there are a lot of other sins related to the tongue, which are similar to backbiting. So a lot of people think that, what they're doing is backbiting, or what somebody else is doing is backbiting, whereas in reality, this is not so. Fortunately, we have a hadith, and many hadiths, about backbiting, which clarify what exactly backbiting is. In one hadith, which is a part of a larger hadith, in which the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave some advice to Abu Dharr, his famous companion, the Prophet clarifies what backbiting is, and Abu Dharr asks a series of questions regarding backbiting, and the Prophet answers him, and it clarifies for us what exactly the meaning of backbiting is. The Prophet said the following to Abu Dharr, "O Abu Dharr, beware of backbiting, for verily backbiting is worse than adultery." Abu Dharr narrates, "O Prophet of Allah, and what is backbiting?" To which he replied, "You're mentioning something about your fellow brother behind their back that he would not like." I asked, "O Prophet of Allah, and what if the thing mentioned about him was actually true about him?" So he replied, "Know that if you say something about him that is true, then you have indeed backbited him. And if what you have said is not true, then you have indeed slandered him." So here in this hadith, Prophet distinguishes between saying something about somebody which he doesn't like behind their back, which might be true, and saying something about somebody which he might not like, which might be false. If the thing said is a lie, it's considered slander or tuhmat. However, if it's true, but he doesn't like it, it's considered backbiting. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the meaning of backbiting in the light of the Quran and the Hadith. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.